Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is my pleasure to welcome back Eoghan Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, to round up what's new to watch for this Easter weekend. Hope you're well there, Eoghan. I think you've got some good choices for us. Well, you always have good choices for us now, in fairness. But I like these. And we'll start with this one. We've got three new series.
Yeah, three series. And I think the second one, I think you're going to love that one. You love a bit of Western.
I do love a bit of a Western. And I think this one's got a bit of a supernatural element. And it's got Josh Brolin in it as well. So how could anything be wrong with that? So I look forward to chatting about that. But we will begin with this. And I can't decide from what I'm reading whether this is a serious drama or a bit of a lurid thriller. It's new to Netflix, and it's about a politician who admitted to having an affair, and his wife decides that she's going to stand by him. I mean, like, this isn't a story we haven't heard before, but anyway, this is Anatomy of a Scandal.
It meant nothing. It was just sex.
Nothing's just sex. There's more. You're not telling me just to tell me. To unburden yourself.
The story's about to break.
Yes, so this is completely fictional. So it's based on Sarah Vaughan's acclaimed novel of the same name. And yeah, it's been adapted for a Netflix series. There's only six parts in this. It's a drama, courtroom drama series that we've seen time and time again. It's actually produced by David E. Kelly, who was involved in making Big Little Lies and The Undoing. So there's kind of a high expectation here as to it delivering. As you said there, it puts the British elite under a microscope. Rupert Friend stars as James Whitehouse. He's a minister in Parliament. And Sophie is his wife, played by Sienna Miller, and they have two children. And then their life gets turned upside down when a woman named Olivia comes out, who's played by Naomi Scott, and she steps forward and claims that he sexually assaulted her. And then it's up to barrister Kate Woodcroft, played by Michelle Dockery, who serves as the prosecution.
Downton Abbey.
Yes, so it's got a great cast there. There's four really strong main characters there, and I did really try to like this, but I think it just felt a little bit short for me. Like, I didn't warm up to any of the characters, to be honest, and I just found it all a little bit boring. I'd say that word on the subject matter such as this, you know, you wouldn't want to say that. I don't know, it just kind of felt a little bit underwhelming. It's billed as a thriller, but I definitely wouldn't class it as a thriller. It's just kind of a courtroom drama scene where there's kind of a few eyebrow raising moments that happened, but other than that,
so you wouldn't say it's something that would keep you on the edge of your seat, you know, as courtroom thrillers should do?
No, I think that there's been a lot better ones that have come before it. It is kind of a nice attempt at it, at the genre, but I think maybe to see if the book is any better, to be honest.
Okay, well, what'll we do with it? We'll put it to one side, shall we?
Watch a couple episodes and see if see if it's any good and see if it hooks you.
Okay, well, that's Anatomy of a Scandal, new to Netflix. Now, this I really would like to see. This is new to Prime. It's a new series starring Josh Brolin as a Wyoming rancher, and it's a bit of a supernatural mystery as well, all about somebody who comes to the ranch and then seems to have some sort of connection with the ranch. This is Outer Range.
I'm looking for the Abbott Ranch.
Yeah, we're not a tourist ranch.
Come on, I was looking at camp. Only be a few days. Autumn.
Royal.
Glad to finally meet you.
Why are you here?
You see that? I've been drawing it for years, and now I see it all over the place here.
You stay away from her, you understand? And that goes for everyone.
I want that land.
Why?
Yeah, so it's a kind of thrilling neo-western with weird paranormal Wild West stuff with Josh Brolin. This is your cup of tea. You will definitely like this one. So yeah, it centers on Royal Abbott, played by Josh Brolin. He's a rancher basically fighting for his land and for his family. There's a neighboring profit-driven ranch. They're kind of trying to cause a ruckus in town. And Brolin's character discovers a very, very strange, unfathomable mystery at the edge of the Wyoming wilderness. There's a massive, huge and mysterious black hole or void even at the edge of the town. There's a lot of very mysterious happenings that are going on. It's got a great cast as well. Brolin is there. There's also Will Patton from Yellowstone is in there. Imogen Poots is the new arrival into town that kind of shakes things up. It's got a cracking concept, a cracking cast, and I think Amazon Prime are hoping that this will be a big one and that there'll be a few more series to come for sure.
Well, it sounds fabulous, I have to say. So that's definitely one on my list. Out of range, new to Prime. And the final one, and I can't, well, you're going to tell us now. This, I think, could either be absolutely fantastic or it could be one that might be too cool for the room. This is new to Apple TV and it's 8 standalone episodes all about womanhood with actually a very good cast, it has to be said. This is Roar.
It's Mommy's first day back to the office this week.
I don't want you to go. Don't go.
Got married without even knowing what it would be like.
You would return him.
And what's the reason for returning your husband?
Where to start?
So it's all based on Cecilia Hearn's novel of the same name. And yeah, it's kind of what it means to be a modern day woman in society today. So each episode is a self-contained anthology, only about 30 minutes long. Some of them are quite heavy. Some of them are very lighthearted. As with all anthologies, like there's a mix of genres there. Pretty fantastic cast there. There's Nicole Kidman is in one of the episodes, Alison Brie, Cynthia Erivo, Betty Gilpin in there. And there's tons and tons of very good secondary characters in there as well. Basically, each one is a folktale or an urban legend all about being a woman. One of them is called The Woman Who Was Kept on a Shelf. Another one's called The Woman Who Ate Photographs. It basically tells you what's going to happen in the episode, and it's dealing with different topics such as like getting older or your marriage, trying to work while also having a family. They're all kind of, you know, metaphors of real life issues. There's also a very, very heavy fantastical fantasy element to all of this.
That's why I kind of said about, is it too cool for the room? Is it a bit too out there to be taken too seriously, or for the message actually perhaps maybe to get lost?
Yeah, I did see most of these episodes now and I did enjoy them. I guess they are kind of a bit like, what the hell is going on here? Some of them hit better than other ones for sure. Mm. But I think it's all about the cast really for this. But yeah, I think it'll spark conversation. People should like it, I think. I liked it pretty much. I gave it 3.5 stars. So yeah,
okay, it's excellent. Worth the watch. And great, obviously, for Cecilia Hearn for that adaptation as well. I'm sure she's very pleased about it. Okay. All right. So just to wrap up then this week, we started all three series, Anatomy of a Scandal, new to Netflix, and then on Prime, Out of Range, and that one, Roar, which is new to Apple TV. Good choices there, Owen. And that'll keep our Easter weekend's viewing sorted for sure. Thank you for that as always. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Have a good bank holiday weekend, Owen. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Carolyn.